The Fukunaga case is so sensational. Its ripples through the community so profound. Its message about the time seems particularly important today. Nothing simple in the case of Miles Fukunaga, 19-year-old kidnapper, murderer, hanged November 19, 1929 in Honolulu.
The Hollies viewed the kidnapping and killing of Gil Jamison as challenging their racial supremacy in Hawaii.
Jonathan Okamura, professor in ethnic studies at UH Manoa, is about to publish a book on the crime, its social context, and its aftermath.
That's why they wanted Fukunaga executed as quickly as possible.
Fukunaga admitted his guilt readily.
Because he wanted to be hanged.
Fukunaga had tried to commit suicide twice that year. He worked 80 hours a week in a Waikiki hotel pantry and was described as a good worker. In the fall of 1928, he decided to kidnap and murder a child for ransom in a possible scheme to help his parents. Alakai Cunningham plays Miles Fukunaga.
I did research in it, and I was, like, so heartbroken. And I was, like, very happy to be able to give a voice to this person who, like, never was able to fully express how he felt.
In A Walking Shadow, written and directed by Tari Kinoshita, the most effective part is the portrayal of madness. Fukunaga's flanked by two dark kings. Spencer McCary.
To me, it's very personal because I've been psychotic before, like, literally.
I will say you're good at it.
Yes, I've been through it, so I should know how to do it.
Yeah, the way you guys get closer to him and get more touchy-feely.
Normally, you don't always play parts like this.
Chase Jasome is the other dark king.
It lets you get a sense of what it means to be these other types of people, the stuff that they've went through before, and how they dealt with it.
The crime opened ugly divisions in local society and turned the Japanese community against itself. Professor Okamura relates the handling of the Fukunaga trial to the infamous Massey case 3 years later and even into the present.
I killed the wrong person!
Playwright Kinoshita uses excerpts from interviews with Fukunaga to penetrate his state of mind.
If you read the research, like, he wanted to die, so he's enacting that. He's enacting this deep-seated death wish that he finally gets. It's just...
Certainly aspects of the Fukunaga case prompt a phrase that sounds increasingly hollow. That could never happen again. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.